You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to be talking about two different African countries who've actually rejected some policies that have been handed down by the U.S. Now, the first country is Kenya, and this article was published January 29th of 2023. Kenya Supreme Court rules against automatic equal division of wealth upon divorce. Essentially, for those of you who are not in the know, they completely killed the automatic 50-50 split that is infamous over here in America. And if you're an American man who gets divorced, actually, it's not 50-50. Why? Because of all the costs that the man has to incur. However, I do have a solution. I do. Let women keep no-fault divorce. However, there's one line item. If this is amended and added to no-fault divorce, it would instantly cause the divorce rate to plummet overnight. And I'm going to let you know what that is when I'm done with this article. The Kenyan Supreme Court ruled Friday that married couples are not automatically entitled to equal shares of matrimonial property in case of divorce. I tell you, if they take away the cash and prizes lever from women over here, divorce would go downhill fast. You'd have a lot more women trying to work things out because they know they're not going to get that payday. But we know why divorce is so heavily incentivized here in America. It's a multi-billion dollar business. And since women are net consumers, what's the fastest way for a woman to get a whole lot of money in a short amount of time? That's right, divorce. As we all know, all of the richest women in the world, they got their money how? Inheritance or divorce? Oprah Winfrey being the one actual true exception. All others, yeah. This presidential ruling stated that upon divorce, each partner should exit their marriage with the wealth each of them acquired individually. Yeah. You got a job? He's got a job? Okay, cool. Y'all split up. You go on working about your job. He goes on working about his job. The case before the court concerned a decade-long legal battle between Joseph Ombogi Ojintoto and his ex-wife, Martha Bosibori. Ojintoto appealed a court of appeal decision that split the ownership of rental units equally between the parties to the Supreme Court. The units are in Tasia and Nairobi, some of which are on the land of their matrimonial home. Article 45 of the Kenyan Constitution guarantees equality rights during the dissolution of a marriage. The court found that such equality does not mean the redistribution of property rights. It therefore held that Article 45 does not entitle a former spouse to 50% share of assets for the mere fact of marriage. Wow. And you wonder why this article never saw the light of day over here in America. The court said that a party, a spouse, must prove contribution to enable a court to determine the percentage available to him or her. This is compulsory to the distribution of matrimonial property. The four-judge bench noted that, quote unquote, in a marriage, the general assumption is that both spouses share everything. Also, both parties contribute towards the home or family. Additionally, both spouses may also work and earn income, which inevitably ends up spent in the family. It may be the whole income or a substantial part of it. But ultimately, a percentage of it goes into the family. This is the essence of Section 14 of the Matrimonial Property Act 2013, said the judges. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The bench was comprised, I don't know why I want to say compromised, but it was comprised of the Deputy Chief of Justice, Philomena Mwilu, and Justices Muhammad Ibrahim, Smokin Wanjala, Joki Ndungu, and Isaac Lenaola. Gentlemen, this is something that should finally happen over here in America. Now, my solution to no-fault divorce. Let women keep no-fault divorce. If they want to be able to leave their marriage, okay, cool. You should not be forced to stay with someone that you no longer want to be with. However, here is the one line item if that is actually amended and added to no-fault divorce, aka irreconcilable differences. The petitioner assumes financial responsibility for the dissolution of the marriage. In layman's terms, whoever is filing for divorce has to pay for said divorce. Yeah. No more blindsiding men with divorce. No more blindsiding good husbands with divorce for whatever reason. Oh, no, 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 no. If it's really a bad marriage, if you're really that too far gone, guess what? Okay, ladies, you step up and you pay for your own freedom. That, and I think, yeah, the automatic 50-50% division of marital assets, yeah, I think that what should happen in that case, okay, all marital assets are piled together, they're liquidated, and both parties get their half and they go about their business. No more guys paying for homes that they no longer live in. No more of that. Far too many men are still paying for homes that they have not lived in for years upon years. Yet, she has no problems moving the next guy into that home. Yeah. However, like I said, this would be great if men could actually fight for something like this. But men have decided to go the other route. You know what? Fuck marriage. We're not getting married in the first place. Now, Brifolt's Law. We all know this. The female determines the dynamics of the relationship. When she no longer derives a benefit from said spouse or boyfriend, then guess what? There is no relationship. That is true. We all know this. We cannot argue with that. However, However, we men are, without a shadow of a doubt, the gatekeepers to relationships. Why? Because if we do not form the relationship, we do not give that woman said title, as in girlfriend, fiance, or eventual wife, guess what? Without our commitment, there is no relationship to begin with. So yes, Brifolt's law is right. However, Brifolt's law ultimately depends on us men being willing to give our commitment and put a title on said woman. Just throwing it out there, because there have been some people who said, you know what, Brifolt's law kind of means that women are in fact in charge of relationships. They are not. They are not, unless a man makes that initial commitment to said woman, there is no relationship. How do I know this? Well, like I've said before, women cannot get a commitment without giving up sex. Men, however, can have sex with no commitments. Now, I want to move on. Gentlemen, something that I've always said when it comes to America and other countries. If America wants to push an agenda in another country, what happens if said country rejects said agenda? Yeah, sanctions. Now, the second African country I want to talk about is Uganda. As a matter of fact, I made a video back in 2022 called Uganda Stands Its Ground. In that video, I talked about how Uganda flat out rejected the U.S. trying to push the alphabet agenda in their country. Now, the first article I want to talk about, both of these are going to be short. They're going to be shortened for time. The first article was published on the 6th of December, 2023. Uganda accuses U.S. of pushing alphabet agenda after the round of sanctions. Uganda's government on Wednesday, denounced the United States' expansion of visa restrictions against its officials, accusing Washington of pushing an alphabet agenda in Africa. The new visa restrictions announced on Monday targeted unidentified officials of the U.S. deemed responsible for undermining democracy and repressing marginalized groups in Uganda, including the alphabet community. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't want to play how the U.S. wants you to play, then they have no problems using dirty politics and dirty tactics, which is going to be completely evident in this second article that was published January 2nd, 2024. This year, gentlemen, this year, U.S. formally removes Uganda from AGOA. The United States has officially struck off Uganda and three other African countries as beneficiaries to the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, effectively ending Kampala's ability to export certain commodities to the U.S. duty-free. In a decree dated December 29th, President Houseplant said he had, quote unquote, determined that the four countries, quote unquote, do not meet the requirements necessary to allow them to continue benefiting from the trade deal, affecting his earlier stated plans to delist them. Quote unquote. Accordingly, I have decided to terminate the designations of the Central African Republic, Gabon, Niger, and Uganda as beneficiaries, sub-Saharan African countries for purposes of Section 506A of the Trade Act, effective January 1st, 2024, read the statement by the U.S. President. In an October 2023 letter to the Speaker of the U.S. Congress expressing his intentions to remove the four countries from the list of AGOA beneficiaries, President Houseplant said Uganda has, quote unquote, engaged in gross violations of internationally recognized human rights, i.e., Uganda does not want to let the alphabet agenda go in their country. I find it ironic. They want to say human rights? No. But that president of Uganda asked a very serious question. Why is it that the U.S. is trying so hard to push the alphabet agenda in African countries? Yeah. However, like I said, Uganda stood its ground and said, nope, we're not allowing this agenda in our country. It's our country. You got no say so. So, of course, as we see, America decides to play dirty, to use dirty politics, to say, okay, if you're not going to allow our agenda to flourish in your country, then what are we going to do? We're going to chop you off at the knees. Dirty politics, gentlemen. Dirty politics indeed. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read all three articles. Let me know what you guys think. And going back to the main article, which is Kenya's Supreme Court striking down 50-50 marital asset division in divorce. Yeah. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it should happen over here. And like I said, let women keep no-fault divorce. However, make them pay for the divorce. Make them pay. Let them go through the financial hardships. Women love to talk about how they're, quote unquote, doing so much better financially than men. Okay, ladies, then once you want to leave a man, cool. You pay for your own freedom. That's just fair. But we know fair, equal, not going to happen over here in America. But men have adapted by saying no more marriage. Most men anyway. There's always going to be some men who still get married, but you know what? Some men are going to have to burn their hand on that stove. It just is what it is. So you better understand this, American women, and understand this clearly. All the power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are still going to put up with your nonsense, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men are now on hot standby watching the world as it burns. And it is a glorious sight. And speaking of the world burning and women suffering. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Another video that I put out in 2022 called Let These Homeless Women Suffer. I'm going to be putting out another one because, yeah, video from the line of MGTOW and Red over at Chow Time. Yeah, I'm going to go ham because trust and believe, gentlemen, out here in California in 2022, it was kind of bad. Now in 2024, oh, yeah, I'm going ham tomorrow. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.